Gemara Daf Gimel quotes the memory of Rabbi Yehuda that Masna Adam al Kalkala Shoperi, and a person is Mafresh Chumas and Maisros, in order to go ahead and to utilize it, not on Yantav Rishon, but rather to do so on Yantav Sheni. The Gemara assumes, right, we'll have to discuss this at length in a different setting, that being Mafresh Chumas and Maisros, of course, is forbidden on Shabbos and Yantav. That's a Mishnah Mufureshes and Daf Lamed Vav Mabez. When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, the Rambam has two different reasons. One is because of Tikkun Mana. As a result of the Hafrasha, a person is being Misakein the Kri. Now there's a Heter Achila. And the Rambam writes later a separate reason in Halacha Yedalit, and that is that just like the Mishnah says, one cannot be Makadish on Shabbos Yantif, because that is a form of Mekach Umemkar. The same thing is true when it comes to Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maisros as well. So one element of Hafrashas is there's Tikkun Mana, you're being Matir the Kri. The other is if a Mafresh Chuma, now it's considered to be Mamon Hashevet, Mamon Kohen, and that transfer from that which is mine to that which is the property of the Kahuna, that itself, the Rambam writes, is Mekach Umemkar as well. So now our Gemara discusses a very important detail, and that is there a way to do so Anyante? The Mishnah said, absolutely not. Ooh, but our Gemara wants to know as follows. What about playing one day of Yantif against the other? I have Tevil. There's no way I can utilize this Tevil today on Yantif Rishon. But I know you're dealing with 2 days of Yantif, and that's considered to be a Sveika Dioma. And the Gemara is going to discuss, what about indeed the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe the following. I will go ahead and be Mafrish today on Yantif Rishon. If today is Yantif, my Afrasha, I do not want to be Chal. But you know what? If tomorrow really is Yantif and today is Chol, this is a good Hafrasha. And tomorrow I'll do exactly the same. I'll be Mafish tomorrow on Yantif Sheni. If today is Yantif, then no, the Hafrasha was Chal yesterday. If yesterday is Yantif and today is Chol, so this is Hafrasha. And now Mimonavshach, I'm able to go ahead and to partake of those peros, of that Tvua, of the Chala, whatever indeed is necessary. You'll ask me, when was the Hafrasha Chal? I'm going to tell you, I'm not certain. There's a Sveika Dioma. Either it was Yantav Rishon or Yantav Sheni, but clearly, at the end of the day, by the time the Hafrasha was done on Yantav Sheni, there was already the Tikkun Hakri. So the Gemara tells us the following Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda's Memar, that indeed is considered to be Mutter. Wow. And then you fast forward, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the same thing is true, what we just experienced with the succession of Yomim Tovim when it comes to an Erev Tavshilin as well. A person can go ahead and lay the Erev Tavshilin Al Tnai on Yantav Rishon. Ideally, of course, a person creates the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantav. What happens if that was not done? A Shaila that was posed several times during the course of Yomim Tovim. No problem. Go ahead and set up the Erev Tavshilin on Yantav Rishon. Simply with the following. That if today Yantav Rishon is Yantif, tomorrow Friday is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin to do Malach or Achana from a Chol to Shabbos. If that is not the case, if today Friday is Yantif, then Thursday is Erev Yantif, that's an appropriate time to create an Erev Tavshilin. So therefore, just like our Gemara says when it comes to Chumas and Maestros, the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin, that is true when it comes to cases of Erev Tavshilin as well. And that, the Gemara tells us, is going to be squarely dependent on whether something is Kedushachas or whether it is Shtei Kedushas. If you're assuming you have 2 days of Yantif, which indeed is a Sveika Dioma, then all of this is possible. If you assume that is not true, that you're dealing with one elongated day, a Yom Arichta, a Kedushachas, for example, as we assume Midrabanan when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then that would not be an option at all. So therefore, this possibility, this past Yantif, there would have been a marked difference. If a person forgot to lay his Erev Tavshilin Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to say, you know what? You cannot do so on Rosh Hashanah itself. If, however, we're talking about Sukkis, Sveika Dioma, that's the Sukkis and Daf Yud Zayin, that indeed would be allowed. A difference in Kedushachas and Shtei Kedushos. Pasha Pshat and Gemara, if it's already Yantav Sheni, and all of a sudden on Friday you realize, oh, I forgot to create my Erev Tavshilin, Pasha Pshat, clearly, it is too late. When we do the Sugya of Erev Tavshilin, take a look at the Mordechai, Tafrei Shayin Aleph. where the Mordechai writes that maybe not, maybe not, maybe there's a possibility of creating an Erev Tavshilin even on Friday, even on Friday. How could that be? Oh, the Mordechai suggests such a chiddush. And when we do the Sugya of Erev Tavshilin, Tesvav Madbeis, we're going to see a machlokas between Rava and Ravashi, why an Erev Tavshilin is necessary. And the Mordechai is going to write that that's a nafkamina between, wow, Rava and Ravashi, whether you can lay an Erev Tavshilin on Yantosheni. Wow, what the Gemara assumed, absolutely not. You can only do so on Yantofishan al Tanai. You know what? That is going to be a significant machlokes amoraim, even when it comes to Yantav Sheni. Okay? So a fundamental difference. Kedushachas, shtei kedushos. Whether you can play one day of Yantav against the next, anaf gamina of afrashas, shumas, and maisos, beitz adaf gimel, beitz adaf yedzayin, anaf gamina when it comes to erev tavshilin. And then beitz adaf daldom and aleph. Another difference. What happens in our case of a beitza shenolda? Nolda bazeh, nolda bazeh. Okay, I can't use that beitza ba'osa hayom. What about tomorrow? Nold bazeh muteres bazeh, nolda bazeh asura bazeh. So the Gemara suggests that, you know what, that should also depend on kedushachas or shtei kedushos. If you assume it's kedushachas, yom richta damia, certainly, certainly not. But if one is assuming that, what do you mean, there's an element of suffix that's involved, it is either or, so therefore, no de bazeh indeed is muteres bazeh. And therefore, if you have your shneyim and tov mishogolios, no de bazeh muteres bazeh, that's what the Rambam writes, perakale falacha chavdalit of Hilchos Yantiv. So if I were to ask you, what are differences between a typical sveika dioma as opposed to kedushachas, you know what the answer is? Well, I know beitza daf gimel, afrasha chumas maestro, beitza daf dalet, no da bezeh muteres, rasura bezeh, beitza daf yud zayin, a tanai when it comes to cases of erev tavshilin. In all of these cases, sveika dioma is a kula, and kedushasa, yom richta, is considered to be a chumra. In all cases. Is that always true? In every case of the Gemara, without exception, that's the case. Yom Arichta is always a chumra. In fact, the Miri writes, when we learn the Sugya of Daldam at Aleph, that the notion that Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas is only a chumra d'rabbanon. Is it ever possible to envision Kedushachas as a kula? That's the stunning Chiddush of the Rambam, Perches of Hilchos Eruv. The Rambam has Kedushachas l'kula. Kedushachas l'kula. A person wants to go what typically would be chutz l'tchum. Sometimes you can solve that problem. You know, you'll shift your makom shvisa. So therefore, my access in one direction will be limited, but it will be expanded in the other direction. In order for the Eruv Tchumim to work, it has to be kayam b'tchilas hayom. It has to be in existence ben hashmashos. If nechal eruvo afterwards, that's okay. But imagine a person is kona shvisa, he sets up his eruv tchumim, and all of a sudden, an hour later, it's destroyed. And when Shabbos Yantif begins, it was nechal eruvo. That is not going to help you at all. The eruv has to be in existence b'tchilas hayom. What would you say about the following? That a person sets up his eruv tchumim, good. It existed ben hashmashos, but you know what? The next day, nechal eruvo. Would that eruv allow me to go what otherwise would be chutz l'tchum on the next day? On the next day. I have 2 days of yantin. The eruv was in existence at the first ben hashmashos, but the eruv was not in existence of the ben hashmashos between yantav rishon and yantav sheni. Is that good or is that not good? So the Rambam writes an incredible chiddush. And shneim tom shogalios, absolutely not. Since indeed there is a sveika dioma, it's either or. So therefore, in order for the Erev to work on Yantav Sheni, the Erev has to be in existence betchilas Yantav Sheni. The ben hashmashos in between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni. However, the Rambam writes, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arich Dedamia. And as long as the Erev was in existence at the first ben hashmashos, even if it subsequently is Nechal Eruvo, you can go chutz l'tchum on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's pretty incredible. That is the example of a Yom Arichta L'kula. Wow. When we do the sugya and daf hey with aleph, it's going to sound like this is the chumra of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam writes, not chumra, not kula. Sometimes a single day is a chumra, sometimes a single day is a kula, depending on the case at hand. And the Rav, it screams, perchesiv ochazerivin. How can that be? How can Rosh Hashanah, Yom Arich, be more kal than Shem Tov Shogolios? Every case of Yom Arich, the Kedushah, Hasanat, is lechumra. It is not considered to be that which is lekula. So realize this is fundamental in terms of the models. And if I were to ask you the following, you know, I know that koma de tikkun rabbanon kein daraisa tikkun. When the Chachamim described this idea, this is a Yom Arich, is that really true midaraisa? Midaraisa? 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, midaraisa is Yom Arich? Absolutely not. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. The second day is not Rosh Hashanah midaraisa. The second day, drabanon. That's a Yom Arichta Darabanan. That certainly is true. Is there ever a concept of a Yom Arichta on level of Daraisa? So you know what you'll tell me? Yeah. There's a question about what happens if Shabbos and Yontif are back to back. What happens if Yontif is on Friday? Is Shabbos and Yontif Kedusha Achas? Or is Shabbos and Yontif Kedushas? Ah, that's a Din Daraisa. Yontif is Daraisa. Shabbos is Daraisa. If you're going to suggest that's Kedusha Achas, you know what? That's going to be a din daraisa, great. So I found my case, mi daraisa of Kedusha, except, no. We assume that Shabbos Yantaf are certainly shtei kedushas. So, shtim tom shogolios, of course, daraisa drabanam. Rosh Hashanah, daraisa drabanam. Shabbos Yantaf, daraisa, yeah, but that's shtei kedushas. Do you ever have a case, mi daraisa, of Kedusha Achas? So that's another chiddush of the Rambam right there. Perchesef ilchus erev, no? You know, you can go through all Hilchos Yantif and not realize the Yisod of the Rambam because the Rambam tucked it away in Perches Hilchos Erevin. And you know what the model Daraisa is? The Rambam writes, we can't have this Bizman Hazeh. But when you're Mekadesh Shalpiria, Yom Kippur can fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. And when Yom Kippur and Shabbos are back to back, that's the Rambam's Kedushah Has Daraisa. That's a stunning Kiddush. And that's important because now, when you have a Kedusha Derabanan, whether it's Shneim Tov Meshagolios, or whether it's considered to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, what was the model? Shabbos Nyantif Midaraisa Shtei Kedushas. Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Kedusha Achas. Where does Yantif fit in? Now you understand that, that's the Dion now. And when the Chachamim now were Misakein a Yantif Derabanan, Kein Daraisa of what? Kein Daraisa of what? Maybe it's Kein Daraisa of a Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which is really Kedusha Achas. And we assume the Maskana, you know what, that when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that's Kedusha Achas. When it comes to Shem Tov Galios, that's considered to be a din Rabbana. Those are the models. It's very important to realize that. You can learn the Masechta without even realizing that. But that's the starting point. Those Chidushim that the Rambam writes in Perchesa Telchoserit. Okay? So we assume the halacha that Shem Tov Shogolios is a sveika diyoma. Not sure when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that's considered to be a Yom Arich Kedamya. So I'll ask you what the nafkaminas are. You'll tell me, well, very clear. Some of them we've learned, some we'll get to, but you know what? Mafresh Chumas and Isas, Gimel Med Aleph, Dal Med Aleph, Nod Bezeh, Muteres Asura Bezeh, Daf Yud Zayin, Bimasnan, Erev Tavshina. Okay. So now, take a look in the Rambam. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantif. The Rambam tells you like the ABCs, no? And that is Shnim Tom Shogalos, are Shtei Kedushos. And therefore the Rambam writes, No Debazeh is Muteres Bazeh. No Debazeh Muteres Bazeh. Great, no? We learned the Sukkim, Daf Gimel. You know what? Daf Dalet. We know No Debazeh Muteres Bazeh. That's the Rambam. Great, okay. All of a sudden you get to Perek Vav in the Rambam. Beginning with Halacha Yiralev through Halacha Tezva. The Rambam writes, what about when it comes to Erev Tavshilin? That's Halacha Yiralev. The Rambam writes that Shnem Tom Shagalios, Shtei Kedushas. So therefore, you forgot to layer Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, do it all tonight on Thursday. Great. The next Halacha in the Rambam, what about when it comes to Chumas and Maestros, Halacha Yid Beis? The Rambam writes, great, Beis Adav Beis. You can be Mafresh and Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni for Shnei Mishol and Shogalios and use it Anyan Tusheni, because we want to know the Afrasha was Chal. Great, 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 great. Next Halach and Rambam. Not true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's Yom Arich Tadamia, so this would not apply. Great, no. You read this, it's, you learn the Sugis, the Rambam, one, two, three. All of a sudden, no. Halacha, you're done. Everything changed. Everything changed, the Rambam writes. Everything changed. Why did everything change? Because of Dalet Amud Beis. Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says the following. We don't have a Sveika Dihoma Bezman Hazeh. No. We have a Safek. Your Mekadi Shal Pi Ariya, there's a Safek. In Eretz Yisrael, they knew, in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't know. So there was a Safek. Bezman Hazeh, we're not Mekadi Shal Pi Ariya. We're Mekadi Shal Pi Acheshben. So the Gemara is bothered. Beis Adav Dalma Beis. Why are we observing a second day of Yontif? We don't have any Safek whatsoever. You know what the Gemara answers? Minag Avoseichem Biadeichem. You're right. We don't have a Sveika Dioma, but we're observing a second day of Yontif because Minag Avoseichem Biadeichem. For years, maybe thousands of years, for years, for years. There's a Medrash, the Gaonim, that B'nai Gadav B'nai Ruvain, Mechutz La'aretz, had to observe a second day of Yontif. No, already, this was old. No, for years, in Chutz La'aretz, we're observing a second day of Yontif. So all of a sudden now we're Mekadei Shal Pi Acheshben, we don't have a Sveika Dioma, but nonetheless, right, we are obligated to. Minag Avoseichem Biadeichem. Either that means the Rana Takanei D'Rabbanan, or the Rambam, Minhag. But you know the Rambam Shita, the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Such a Minhag, there's a Lav D'Araisa of Los Asar. The Rambam writes, you ignore Yontif Sheni Shagalios, we'll put you in Cherim. Now you're violating an Issa D'Araisa of Los Asar. Minhag doesn't mean, you know, take it or leave it. Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem. And the Ran writes a formal Takana D'Rabbanan. Okay, so we observe a second day of Yontif because Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem. All of a sudden the Rambam, so now everything changes. Once you dial it on the days, everything changes. Why do you observe the first day of Yontif? Because that's Yontif D'Araisa. Why do you observe a second day of Yontif? Because of Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem. There's a Safek. There's a Safek. Where is there a Safek? Yontif Rishon is Yontif D'Araisa, and Yontif Sheni is a Yontif D'Rabbanan because of Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem. Safek? There's no Safek whatsoever. So the Rambam writes, Bizman Hazeh, you don't have any Safek. You don't have any Safek whatsoever. The first day of Yontif is Yontif D'Araisa. The second day of Yontif is Yontif D'Rabbanan, and there's no Safek whatsoever. There's no Safek. So the Rambam writes, though, therefore, Beis Adav Gimel Amud Aleph, why in the world would that be nogeya? Bizman Hazeh? What do you mean? You can be mafresh Yontif Rishon, be mafresh Yontif Sheni, and be manafshach d'afrash Yischal. No, not true. You cannot be mafresh Yontif Rishon because it's Yontif D'Araisa. And you cannot be mafresh Yontif Sheni because it's Yontif D'Rabbanan. So, you cannot be mafresh. Done. And there is no manafshach. Erev Tavshilin, you can't be mastan Erev Tavshilin. How can I say that, you know what, if today is Yontif, tomorrow is Chol, and I don't need Ne'erev Tavshilin? Wrong. You need Ne'erev Tavshilin because this is a Yontif D'Rabbanan. How can you be masna on your Ne'erev Tavshilin? So therefore the Rambam writes, none of that is true. None of that is true. You cannot be mafresh, you cannot be masna. That was true, but you get to Dalul Beis, it's no longer true. And guess what, the Ravid screams. Why are we observing a second day of Yontif? We don't have a Sveika Dioma. You know what the answer is? Minag Avoseichem Biadeichem. Because you know what? It behooves us to perpetuate the practice of our forefathers. Couldn't our forefathers be Mafresh Tumas Maisers? Couldn't our forefathers set up an Erev Shilin Al Tanai? Of course. We're just doing this in order to continue what they were doing. Our continuation is more chamor than what they had to do, Mikar Hadin, when they really had a suffix, they could do so. And we're just doing so out of deference of Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem, and we're more machmer. So the rabbi writes, Mecha Teisi. I understand where the rabbim is coming from. In Svara, that certainly is true. There's a major difference. We don't have a Sveikin of Bizman Hazeh. But our observance of a second day of Yontif is preserved, the niyug of Knesset Yisrael Ladoros. And the Mechaber passes like the Raya, like Rover Shonim, against the Rambam. The Mechaber is Mufurish, Tavkov Chavzayin. You didn't make your Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday? make it altznai on Thursday. On Thursday. Wow, so that's a very heavy machlokes. What's mixfurish in the Gemara? Gimel Yazayin. Is that true? Is that true? Bizman hazeh? Or was everything disrupted by Dalma days, where the Gemara says we don't have a Sveika Dioma, and we observe a second day of Yontov because of Minagav Seichem Be'adeichem? That's huge. That's huge. And now all of a sudden, the Lechem Mishnah is bothered by the following. Where is this Rambam that everything changed? The Rambam is in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yontov. And what's the context of Perek Vav Hilchos Yontov? Hafrashos Chumas and Ma'aseros, Beitzadav Gimel, Erev Tavshilin, Beitzadav Zayin. What about Nol DeBezem Oteres Bezeh? Beitzadav Dalet. What about that? That the Rambam discussed in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontov. And there the Rambam writes, Nol DeBezem Oteres Bezeh. Nol DeBezem Oteres Bezeh. Now that I got to Perek Vav, you know what I would say? No, that was true, but it no longer is true. When you have a Sveika Dioma, I understand. No d'bazez, muteres bazez. But I would have expected the Rambam to say, but not true bizmanazeh. We don't have a Sveika Dioma. One day of Yantif is b'toras vaday daraisa, the other b'toras vaday darabanan, and therefore no d'bazez surbiz. That the Rambam does not say. The Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontov, no de bezem uteres bezeh, done. Imagine you had this mahalakha, no de bezeh. You want to know whether I can use the Beit Sam the next day? Someone says, of course, take a look at the Rambam. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontov. Rambam says, it's mutter. You go in and eat the Beit Sam, you know what? And, you read. You get to Perek Vav. The Rambam says, everything changed. Why didn't the Rambam tell you that in Perek Aleph? No. You know, to write that the Rambam was assuming, you know, what halacha aleph, you're going to know it changed. Maybe if the Rambam would write all of this in Perek Aleph, maybe one could say, you know what, the Rambam subsequently is relying on that premise. But it sounds shocking that the Rambam will just simply tell you, no de bezem uteres bezeh, without a word. And all of a sudden in Perek Vav, everything turns on its head. That's the Rav Lechem Mishnah, like, why? Why should we assume that you can't be mafresh? You can't be masne, but no de bazez, muteres bazez. Why in the world should that be? Enochinami, take a look in Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Shin Aleph. The Sefer Achinuch quotes the Shita, you know, the Yesh Omen, that everything has changed as manazeh. And you know what the Sefer Achinuch writes? Black and white, mafurish, and therefore, bismanazeh, no de bazez, is asura bazez. You cannot be masne, and you cannot be mafresh. And Enochinami, no de bazez, asura bazez. All these things go together. Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, Daf Yazayin. They all go together. Maybe one could have suggested a fascinating Kiddush, but it's wrong. Maybe one could argue that even though, Bizman Hazeh things changed, I'll tell you a following split. There's no longer a Safek. Everything is B'toras Vaday. But the first day of Yantav is Vaday Daraisa. The second day of Yantav is Vaday Drabanan. And if it's valid Arais and valid Rabbanan, that's still called Shtei Kedushos. Like the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Shabbos and Yantiv. There's no Safek. Friday is Yantiv, Shabbos is Shabbos, and the Gemara says Shtei Kedushos. And maybe one could suggest a fascinating possibility that in order to be Masna, you need a Safek. But no de bezeh, muteres or asur bezeh, depending on Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushos. Wow. Oh, if that's true, we're good to go. No, the Rambam's absolutely fine. So if you were to suggest this, I would tell you, that's a great possibility, but you didn't learn Daf Dalet Amud Aleph yet, no? Because Mefurish in Gemara, that's not true. It's Mefurish in Gemara, that's not true. Rav says, Shabbos Yontif, no de bazeh, is asura bazeh. Oh, the Gemara says, doesn't that mean that Rav holds that Shabbos Yontif is kudushachas? Because if you hold Shtei Kedushos, no de bezeh, muteres bezeh, you know what the Gemara says? No. No de bezeh, asura bezeh, and Shabbos Yontif, even if you hold Shtei Kedushos. Mishum hachana. Wow. That means even if it's Shtei Kedushos, you need a suffix. You need a suffix to say no de bezeh, muteres bezeh. That's mefurish in Gemara. Now, without that, I would have said, that was a great teretz. No? But no d'bezeh sur b'zeh is the pedan kudushachas or shtei kudushos. Being masna requires a safek. And Bizman Azeh, even though it's a Vadai, but they're not the same. They're not the same. One's Daraisa and one is Chol. No? Only a Din Darabanan. And maybe one could have argued. The answer is that's not true. That's not true. Mefurish in Gemara. No, the Bezemoteris Bezeh requires a Sveika Dioma. And therefore, even if you hold Shabbos Yantar for Shtei Kedushos, there's no Sveika Dioma. And therefore, no, the Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, even if you hold Shabbos Yantav, which we do, is Shtei Kedushos. Okay, so now we're back to a problem, no? How then do you resolve that difficulty in the Rambam? Wow. So this is the theme of Reb Chaim, no? Perek Vav Hilchos Yantav. And Reb Chaim points out the following, but obviously go through every word, Bameilos Be'iyun Rav. But the answer is as follows. When I ask you, is something considered to be Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushos? Is the answer absolutely yes, absolutely no? If I ask you, is this Vaday or is this Safek? Is the answer absolutely Vaday or absolutely Safek? Or could the answer possibly be, it depends. Sometimes I'm going to view day one and day two as Vaday, and sometimes I'm going to view day one and day two as Safek. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If I can somehow maintain that position, that it's not all or nothing. Sometimes the succession of 2 days will be Betorah Zvana. And sometimes Betorah Safek. Maybe one could argue, Bizman Hazeh, Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni. Sometimes it's called Vadai. Sometimes it's called Safek. You know what? Oh, now I just have to plug in. When it comes to cases of being mafresh, when it comes to cases of Erev Tavshilin, Vadai. But when it comes to Nol Debezeh Muteres Bezeh, I'm going to maintain the unit is a suffix even Bezmanazeh. Even Bezmanazeh. Well, if I can somehow put forth such a possibility, that will resolve everything. And the Rambam that is magnificent in Aduya. That when it comes to Nolda Bezeh, Sura Bezeh, Materas Bezeh, the unit of the 2 days is still Safek. When it comes to Hafrasha or being Masne, that's not true. If someone, one could argue, it's not all or nothing. It's not inconsistent. Sometimes to say Vadai, and sometimes to say Safek about the same configuration, 2 days of Yantid. Then, okay, then we have a path. We have a Mahalach, no, but what does that mean? When would you say, this combination is Vaday? When would you say this combination is considered to be that which is a suffix? And here, I would use the following terms in order to explain the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. When I am assessing Yantif Bizman Hazeh, you know what? There are two different perspectives. There are two different ways I can assess. One possibility is follows, that I'm assessing the status of this day, and my key term will be in isolation. I'm only concerned with this day. I have very limited vision, a very limited perspective. I'm only interested in today. Sometimes, maybe that's not true, that I'm not assessing just simply the status of today, but rather, I'm viewing the relationship of day one and day two, not in isolation, but rather in combination. That's my Hagdah. No? Isolation and combination. Are you viewing the days holistically, together? Or are you viewing each day independently? Are you viewing each day in isolation, or each day in combination? And the following thing. When you're viewing each day in isolation, that I will tell you is the Chiddush of the Rambam, the Perek Vav Hilchos Yantav. What is the status of day one of Yantav? You know what the answer is? This is a Yantav Vaday Daraisa. Done. There's any question about that? That's clear. When you're viewing day two in isolation, what is the status of today? It's the second day of Yantav. And a person will tell you, what is the status of this day? You know what the answer is going to be? This day, per se, in isolation, this is a Yantif Derabanan. Yesterday was Yantif Deraisa, this is Yantif Derabanan. There's no element of Safek. We're Mekadesh Abi Acheshbin. There's no element of suffix whatsoever. That's the Rambam in Paragvav. Okay, that's easy, no? Well, what's the other option? What's the other option? Here I'll tell you the following. Sometimes I'll insist that you can't just view today through such a narrow prism of today and tomorrow through a narrow prism of tomorrow, but you have to view the days in combination. In combination. And here I'll tell you the following. When you're viewing the unit of Yantif in combination, you cannot say Vaday. You cannot say Vaday. Yantif is one day. So if I'm saying, you know what? What is the status of the unit of these 2 days? The answer cannot be Vaday. Cannot be Vaday. In combination, you have to acknowledge that there is a Safek. So any halacha that forces a clash in combination, I'm going to admit that there's a Safek. Any halacha that simply allows me to assess something from the perspective of the day in and of itself in isolation, then I'm going to say it's considered to be Petoras Vaday. I'll give you an example that requires more work, but take a look at the sugya in Yuman Daf, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says the following, the Kohen does Kmitza. You know? And all of a sudden, he has a fistful of soles, and there's certain soles that are wedged in between his fingers. Bena benayim. The Gemara questions, is that considered to be within or without? Does that have a status of the Kometz? Or does that have a status of the Shirayim? No? Anything out is Shirayim. Anything in is the Kmitza, that's Kometz. Well, what about that which is wedged in the fingers? In or out. That's the deal of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hadr Pashta, I'm going to resolve it. And you know what the resolution is? Hadr Pashta. You know what the Gemara says? Sveikanin. It's a suffix. The Ritva is so bothered. That's your resolution? Your resolution is, I don't know. Hadr Pashta? Where do you have that in Shas? Hadr Pashta? And the whole thing's a suffix, no? Hadr Pashta usually means, you know what? How can that be? But also, the Ritva says the following, and the Ritva has an amazing, more than a mashal. The Ritva writes the following fascinating chiddush. What is benash mashas? Ritva, no, mem zayin and yuma. This Ritva you have to know. No, kmitza doesn't come up so often, but this is the yisod of benash mashas. No, we're going to get to this from muktzeh machmas yom shava, not so far away. What's the yisod of benash mashas? I'll tell you one possibility. No, benash mashas is a split second. You know, day turns into night. Day turns into night instantaneously. So someone will say to you, "Oh, you're so smart. When is that?" You know what I'm going to say? I don't know. I know it's sometime after Shkia. I know it's sometime after Tzeis. I know it's within the half hour, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 72 minutes. I know it's within this range. But you know what? But the turning point is an instant. Whoa, this past Shabbos is Kriya Sator. No? Vayechal Elokim, Vayom Hashvi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, finished Bria Shemayim Varetz, on day seven? Not on day seven, 6 days. What does Rashi write? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped, finished Bria Shemayim Varetz, the second day six Friday ended, and the second that Shabbos began. Which is a split second. But from our perspective, it appeared as though it was already Yom HaShvi. That's the Rashi writes, no? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Itav Ragav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly when Friday ends, when Shabbos begins, and that was instantaneous. But for us, if I saw a person doing malach at that split second, I'd say, whoa, you're way after Shkia, no? That you should not be doing. That's something which is stunning. You know what the lumdus of that Rashi is? That Ben HaShmashos is a man-made suffix. Day turns to night instantaneously on a dime. But you know what? We have a suffix. It's a man-made suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly. And Rashi adds an incredible line. And Rashi says, since we don't know exactly when Shabbos begins, You ready? Sarach lahosif michal hakodesh. So we have a din daraisa, a mitzvah to begin Shabbos early. That's also a very great kiddush, no? You know what it sounds like from that Rashi? The Tosefes Shabbos is a siyag daraisa atachal Shabbos. Who says that? Yosef Engel, left on 12 simchas. Siyag daraisa, no? Wow. All hidden in that one Rashi, no? Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly when to stop. We don't, no? But you see the lumnus of the Neshma shows. You know what the Ritva writes? No, that's not true. Day does not turn to night instantaneously. It's a process. It doesn't go from absolute light to absolute dark. It doesn't go from Or to Choshech. There are transitions. There's dawn, there's dusk. And you know what Ben HaShemashos is? Ben HaShemashos is a window of time that has characteristics of Yom and Laila. Yom and Laila. Not that it's absolute Yom or absolute Laila, but at any given point, I don't know whether it's A or B. And therefore, I have to be machmir. No. Ben HaShemashos is a Safek Klapei Shemaya. Like, for example, that animal, that koi. Is it either a chai or a behema, but we don't know? Or no, a koi is a birya bifnei atzmo. That midaraisa, klapei shmaya, is a safek chaya, safek behema. That's fascinating. No, that's what the Ritva writes about Ben HaShemashos. You can have something that has contradictory tendencies, no? It has characteristics of Yom, characteristics of Laila. In truth, not just simply in practice, because of a chisaron yediyah. In truth. So, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with contradictory forces in combination? You know what the answer is? Ben HaShemashos, Sveikai. Safikam, Safik Laila. Safikam, not a chisaron yediyah. But it has characteristics of Yom, characteristics of Laila, because that's the nature of Ben HaShemashos. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. And the Ritva writes, that's exactly Yom HaDaf HaMezayin HaBeis. You want to know the status of the komets that's in between the fingers? Hadar Pashta. It has dinim of Shirayim and dinim of Kemitzah simultaneous. Not that it's absolutely one or absolutely the other, but you know what? I don't know does not mean Hadar Pashta. It means B'Torah's Vaday. It is A and B. What do you mean A and B? A and B don't exist. Yom and Laila can't coexist. You know what the answer is? The coexistence of B'Vas Achas. You know what that's called? Sveikin. Yeah, that's pretty heavy, no? I don't blame you for being stunned, no? That Ritva is like... What I would tell you is the following. To plug it into Reb Chaim. Yantif Midarais is one day. There's no way in the world that you can argue that in combination, we treat every day of Yantif B'Torah's Vaday. When we have the luxury of viewing a day in isolation, I can say, this is Vaday Daraisa, this is Vaday Darabanan. But if you have a halacha that forces a clash, you know what I have to say? Sveikin. Okay? How does this plug in? So I'll tell you the following. I'm asking you, can you be mafresh Shema Shemaychus today? It's Yantif Rishon. The answer is, of course not. Yantif Rishon is Yantif. And the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav, you can't be mafresh Shema Shemaychus in Yantif. You're done. No? Tomorrow, can I be mafresh Shema Shemaychus today? You say, well, of course not. There's a Mishnah based on Daf Lamed Vav that says you can't be mafresh Shema Shemaychus in today's Yantif. You can't. Done. What's unusual about No the bezem uteres bezem. No the bezem sura bezem. No the bezem uteres sura bezem is about a relationship and combination of Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni. You're not assessing Yantif Rishon in a vacuum. Can I do malacha and Yantif Rishon? Of course not. Can I do malacha Yantif Sheni? Of course not. Here, something was nolad. But if it's nolad today, tomorrow, that is not true. The question of no de bezem uteres asur bezem forces a clash between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni. There you cannot argue in combination that everything is asur b'toras vaday. That the Rambam admits, even b'zman hazeh, is a suffix. When the Psak Din forces the clash between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni, when is the clash forced? What is the status today of that which was nolad yesterday? I can't view this just from the perspective of today. No, the very shayla itself beckons a relationship between the one and they two. That's the Chiddush Rav Chaim, that the Rama b'mitz remains a safek. So it's no stira whatsoever. The Rama b'mitz b'zman hazeh, no, the b'zman teres b'zeh. Guess what? That's a safek. And therefore, muteres b'zeh. When it comes, however, to a case of being mafresh to Mr. Maisros, and the Chiddush of the Rambam, even when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, can I lay my Erev Tavshilin today on Thursday? No, it's Yom Tov Rishon. Can I lay my Erev Tavshilin on Friday? No, it's Yom Tov Sheni. And that's it. You're done. So you cannot be masna on the Erev Daf Yud Zayin. You cannot be mafresh Daf Gimel, but Daf Dalet. No, the remains muteres. Muteres b'zeh. That is the psak of the Rambam. And here I'll tell you the following. Even if you disagree with the Rambam, you know what I'm going to tell you? I think this lumdus is true, even if you disagree with the Rambam. Because as mentioned, we don't paskal like this Rambam, no? We assume, Mufurish and Mechaber, Tavko Chazayim, that if a person didn't make the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, he can make it on Thursday. So apparently, we reject this. Let me ask you the following question. You ready for this? A person didn't lay an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. So they came over to me on Thursday. What do I do now? You know what I told them? Tavkuf Kavzayim. Make your Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. How do you do it on Thursday? It's Yantif? No, be masne. No? If today, Thursday is Yantif, tomorrow's skull, don't need an Erev Tavshilin. If tomorrow is Yantif Friday, today's Erev Yantif, great, make your Erev Tavshilin. So you don't have to ask me? Very good question. Do I make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin? To make a bracha on that Erev Tavshilin. To make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin. So take a look in Rabbi Peretz, Beitz of Vav and Aleph. Absolutely not. No bracha. A suffix bracha is lahakel. What do you mean? If today is Yantif, I need Erev Tavshilin, then. If tomorrow is Yantif, then I need Erev Tavshilin. But if today is Yantif, not tomorrow, I don't need Erev Tavshilin. So therefore, Rabbi Peretz, Mufurish, Vav and Aleph, Zantas Beitzah. No bracha. Okay? Already in the Gaonim, Rabbi Shlomo Gaon, Rabbi Shmuel Gaon, no bracha. That's the Psak Rabbi Kiveger, no bracha. In Hagos Arif, bracha. The Magen Avram, Tavkut Kosai, Sivkat Mukhafei, bracha. How do you make a bracha in such a suffix, no? If today, Thursday, is Yantif, I know it is. Yeah. And tomorrow is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So how in the world? So let me ask you the obvious question. No? You didn't forget. No. You made an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. Did you make a bracha? Absolutely yes. You made an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday with a bracha? Well, of course, that's what it said in my siddur. No? Make a bracha. You did the right thing. No? Well, what do you... If Thursday is Yantif, and tomorrow Friday is Chol, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So what are you really making a bracha on your Erev Tavshilin for, no? You mean, just because I remember an Erev Yantif, it's no longer a Sveik and Yom? The Sveikin Yom, it depends on whether I remembered or didn't remember to make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. If I make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, it's not. And if I make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, then it is a suffix. In other words, maybe you can ask me a good question, that why in the world do you make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday? There's a Sveikin Yom. Why not say suffix brachas lachel? You know what I'll probably answer you on a good day? No? Shabbos Tov Gimel, that we always make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni Shacholos. Maybe you could ask me the same thing at the second Seder? No? Why do you ever make a bracha? Why do you make a bracha on Matzah, Marer, and Kiddush, and Asher Golano, and Dalakosos? No? Why are you making all those brachos? You know what the answer is? The Gemara says, Shabbos Kav Kamalach, Os Lezuzulim. You're not going to make any brachos in Yom Tov Sheni? Because you're really going to say maybe it's Chol. You know what's going to happen? If you have a second Seder without any brachos, you know what's going to happen to that Seder? You're going to be mezalzo. That's a Gemara Mufureshes. We make brachas in Yom Tov Sheni. So I make my Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. I make a bracha. I don't think it's a Sveika Yoma. Thursday's Yom Tov, Friday's Chol. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. No. You make a bracha. So now I'll take a step back. Well, if you're making a bracha on Wednesday, because this is an exception to Safek Brachos LaHakel, so why is it we assume, Mamash, we assume LaHalach Rabbi Kivega writes, no, Mefurish Meida Peretz, that on Thursday, when you make the Seir Thursday, you don't make a bracha. You don't. That's an issue LaHalacha, no? On Wednesday, your neighbor made a bracha, and on Thursday, you're not making a bracha. What, the same Sveika Dioma exists for you and your neighbor, regardless of whether you're leaving the Yotav Shimon on a Wednesday or Thursday, no? No? So, Sarachim, Sarachim. You know what I'll suggest? The Lumdus of Reb Chaim. The Lumdus of Reb Chaim. And that's as follows. If I didn't lay an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, I'm laying on Thursday. What right do you have to make an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday? You know what the answer is? Because I'm going to force a clash, a collision, now, between a Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. In combination, there's a Stira. So I'm going to make my Erev Tavshilin on Thursday because if Thursday is Yontav, tomorrow's Chol. And if tomorrow's Yontav today, ooh. Wow, wow. You know what? The allowance of laying your Erev Tavshilin on Thursday is only because you're pitting one day of Yantif against the next. In other words, you're viewing the 2 days of Yantif in combination. In combination, that's a din safek. In combination, I'm going to say safek brachos lahavi. Right? If I am doing what I should be doing, and I lay my Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, you don't have to invoke in combination, there's a stira, there's a din safek. Simply, Erev Yantav is the appropriate time to lay Erev Tavshilin. And therefore, you'll make a bracha on Erev Tavshilin and Erev Yantav and on Yantav. That's not like the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you can't be masin as manazin. But just going a step further, we are masin as manazin. But if there's a difference between an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday or Thursday, why is that true? Because your perspective of Yontif is very different. When you're laying an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, you don't have to go through the lumdus of the Manav Shach of a Sveika Dioma. And on that, a bracha is recited. However, if the only allowance to create Erev Tavshilin is pinning one day of Yontif against the next and in combination, there's a din safek. So how now can you make a bracha on that which is in combination, a din safek? That I will tell you is our chiddush lahalacha. That anyan tavishano, Rabbi Kveger, Rabbi Peretz, the Gonim, against the Agos Agrif, as opposed to an Erev Yantav. And I'll tell you one last point. One last point. Take a look at Mechaber, Tav Tzadi Zayin. We didn't get to Chavdalin yet. But in essence, we did, no? Because the first Tosas in the Masechta, no? The first Tosas in the Masechta? Tosas referenced the Sugya? Chavdalin, what was that Sugya? Safek? Safek Muchan? Safek Muchan? What's the status of a Safek, whether something is or is not? Muktzah? We'll have to see this now in Daf Gimel Medbeis. Safek Muchan? I see an animal is caught on Yantif, that's true. Was it caught on Yantif, or maybe it was caught already on Erev Yantif? A Safek Muchan. That's where Tosas pointed out that the Gemara mentions the possibility that there's a difference between Achila as opposed to Tiltul. Oh, and that was the, how Tosas began in the Sefta. Realize that not all Dini Mukhs are the same. There's Tiltul, there's Achila, and I would add, and there's Hishamshus. Three different Gedarim of Mukhs. Three different Gedarim. Where do you see this is true? That it's not all or nothing? Tosa says, take a look at the Sugya, Chavdalet. Safek Muchan. Safek Muchan. So you have something which is a Safek Muchan. Okay, fine. The Mechaber writes a stunning Chiddush. A stunning Chiddush. What's the status of a Safek Muchan? Ben Ashmashas. Yantav Shem. What's the status of a Safek Muchan and Yantav Shem? It was a Safek Muchan. Yantav Shem. You know what the Mechaber writes? Oh, that already is a Sveik Sveika. That already is a Sveik Sveika. A Safek Muchan Chavdalet is Aser. But a Safek Muchan on Yantav Sheni, that already is a sveik sveika, and therefore that should be mut. That should be mut. We'll have to see the sugya of Gemara Beis. Right? Sveik sveika and davar sheish lamatir. Okay, but that's what Mechaber writes. Tzav Tzadi Zayin. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes there, Sivkat and Yeralev, Sharatim, Sivkat and Chav. You know what? Ooh, the heavy hitters all disagree. All disagree. The Gong, the Marshal, Magen Avram, the Taz, they all disagree with this Machaber. They all disagree with this Machaber. They all disagree with this Machaber. That's not a Sveik Sveika. A Safik Muchan Yantosheni. And therefore, Aser, Safik Muchan is Aser, Beitzach Avdalet, it's Aser of Yantosheni as well. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah just writes the name of Mamish, the Gedolei Olam. Mishnah Berurah, take a look. Quote. Day after day after day. Because what do you... We're Mekadesh Alpi HaChesh. And we know that this is a Yantif, Yantif Shein B'Torah Vaday. And if this is a Yantif, which is B'Torah Vaday, how can you say this is a Sveik Sveika? No? So therefore, this is Safek Muchan, which is Aser. How can you say it's a Sveik Sveika because of Sveik Adiyoma? We don't have a Sveik Adiyoma. We don't have a Sveik Adiyoma. Yantoshini is Aser, but Torah is Vaday. Whose sheet is that? No. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav, no? Bizman Azeh, there's no Safek, and you have to treat it as Vaday. As Vaday. No? But guess what? We don't paskan like this Rambam. We paskan like the Raivin. You didn't make your Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. You know what I'm going to tell you? Make your Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. You're going to tell me, what do you mean? This man has said it's Vaday. You know what I'm going to say? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The Raivin, no? The Slavetrip is very bothered by this. No. Everyone jumps on the Mechaber and says, how in the world, how can you say there's a tziruf of a suffix yet to sheni? Because bizman hazeh, makana shel piyachesben. What do you mean? That's the old machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivid. Where there's any difference, bizman hazeh, as there was in makana shel piyachesben. And on that machlokas, guess what? We're machria, like the Raivid and Rav Rishonim, against the Rambam. All of a sudden, well, of course, why is that a taina? No? That's a pretty heavy kasha, no? How can one argue that? How in the world can the Mechaber consider a suffix when it comes to the case of Yantosheni? Vaday. No, not Vaday. We allow you to be Masne. Minagav Seichem B'Yadeichem. So what's the answer? So Slavetchik once suggested the answer is exactly that Lamdus of Reb Chaim, but with a different application. If I ask you, what is the status of isolation of Yantav Sheni? That's Vaday. I have a question. What is the status of Safek Muchan Yantav Sheni? The answer is, Yantav Sheni is Yantav. And therefore, Safek Muchan, Beis HaChavdal is forbidden. Done. Is that like the Rambam against? No. The Chiddush of the Rambam is the following. What about when it comes to being Masna, Erev Tav Sheni? You know what I would argue? Who? Even according to Rov Rishonim, I agree to the Lamdas. When something is in isolation, it's Vada. In combination, you treat it as a Safek. Which case is isolation? Which case is combination? So what did we say according to the Rambam Shita? No, the Bezeh or Bezeh is combination. Being Masdan Erev Tavshilin is isolation. You know what I'm going to argue? Maybe not. Everything, the Lamdas is magnificent. I'm just going to disagree with one point, not a small point. But you know what? Being Masne, playing one day of Yantif against the next, that also should be viewed from the perspective of combination. I'm being Masne. If today, then tomorrow. If tomorrow, then today. And therefore, that's why you can be Masne. Because maybe being Masna also forces the clash of a Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni. And as such, that has a din safek. But if you were to have a pure shayla of what is today's status, everybody agrees it's considered tivada. No, that's the comment of the one, the Taz, the Gaon, that in a case of a safek muche yantiv sheni, that's not a sfek sveke. Yantiv sheni is a yantiv vaday. The only time we preserve the din safek is when you have a clash. What's the list of the cases that clash? The Rambam limits it to nolda bazeh, muteres bazeh, as opposed to a case of being masneh. I could disagree and argue as follows. When you're being masneh, I'll do this today, I'll tonight, I'll do this tomorrow, I'll tonight. Maybe that also should be viewed in combination with the din safek is preserved. But when you're dealing with that, which is a strict view of yantiv sheni in isolation, that is b'toras vaday. And that is why we don't view a safek mucha, an yantiv sheni, as a sveik sveika. Well, so the lomdus of Reb Chaim within the Rambam Shita, and then taking that lomdus, no doubt against the Rambam, but taking that lomdus, applying it to a case of being masne on an Erev Tavshilin on Thursday as opposed to making it an Erev Yantiv on Wednesday. And here, when it comes to a case of a Safek Muchan regarding Yantiv Sheni, those are two cases of that expansion of the lomdus of Reb Chaim. So take a look at the Reb Chaim, again, the Bir and the Rambam, magnificent Bir of Reb Chaim to be Miyashnev, the Shitas and Rambam, against that comment of the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Aleph, and capturing that lomdus and applying it to other cases, albeit against the Rambam. That sometimes we view Yantif and Zman HaZeh as Vada, sometimes in combination we're forced to assume that the Safek indeed is maintained, and therefore sometimes we'll view the combination of Yantif Rish, Yantif Sheni, B'toras Vaday, and other times we'll argue that no, the Sveik Yom is maintained even Bizman HaZeh.